Take it easy, take it easy. I'm coming, I'm coming.
You've got the wrong apartment. There's no party here.
Somebody's after me. I need your help. Let me in, please.
Listen, Wrangler, I don't want to be a party pooper, but you've got a knife in your back. Did you know that?
Must talk.
Take it easy now. Take it easy.
Must talk.
All right. Just let me get you up here to this couch here. Ah, there you go.
No, they might come back. Please, another room.
Another room, please. I'll take you upstairs to the bedroom. Now, wait a minute. I've got a plan here. I'll just take you up with the old fireman's carry. I've got an alternate plan. Over there. There you go. Now it's going to be all right. Listen, I once knew a guy who had a knife in his heart and lived for 15 years. Would you believe it?
That's hard to believe.
Would you believe 15 minutes?
I don't think so.
How about a pin in his nose?
You're just trying to cheer me up.
Just take it easy, fella. You're going to be all right. There we go.
Important information. Matter of life or death. Must talk.
First you'll sleep, then you'll talk. Now just lie back, you'll feel...
Oh!
Terribly sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, partner. Now I'll never know what he wanted to tell me.
Information must call.
Yes, I'm listening, cowboy. Go ahead.
They're going to poison him.
Poison? Poison who? Well, partner, you tried. At least I know they're going to poison someone. I better notify the chief.
The ambassador.
The ambassador? They're going to poison the ambassador?
Yes. The ambassador.
Are you finished? Well, at least I know they're going to poison the ambassador. But which ambassador? Which ambassador? Ambassador. Hello, Chief. This is Max. Listen, Chief, I don't exactly know how to tell you this, but I've got a dead cowboy in my bed, and they're going to poison the ambassador. No, Chief, a dead cowboy. No, Chief, I'm not crazy with fatigue. I'm telling you, there's a dead cowboy in my bed. Yes, well, I think you better get over here on the double. 10 minutes. Right, Chief. Cowboy, the chief is on his way. He'll be here right... Cowboy? Where are you, cowboy? Come on, old Wrangler. No hiding now.
You've just been having a nightmare, a bad dream.
Chief, I'm wide awake.
Max, listen to me. For the past 4 months, you've been on one of the toughest cases of your career. You've traveled thousands of miles gathering evidence that will put the leaders of chaos behind bars.
Yes, well, I got the evidence, didn't I, Chief? Working, driving, pushing, striving, straining, working, moving. I'm sorry, Chief. Forgive me. I'm not myself. I'm so tired.
Max, the only thing that will make our case against Chaos stick is your testimony at that hearing tomorrow morning. Now, you've got to have your wits about you in court, or all your field work will just be gone right down the drain.
But, Chief, the ambassador.
There is no ambassador, Max, and there is no cowboy. There's only your own exhausted mind playing games with you.
You really think so, Chief?
Yes, I do.
Maybe I should get some sleep.
Yes, I think you ought to get some sleep because I want you to have your wits about you tomorrow at that courtroom.
Maybe you're right, Chief. I must have imagined the whole thing.
Yes, Max. Now, go on upstairs and get sleep, and you'll be in shape for tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Chief. I appreciate your coming over. Sorry about that, Chief. Gotta get a grip on myself. The whole thing must be just a bad dream.
Pardon me, fella.
Pardon me, fella? You're back! I've got to tell the chief. Wait right here. Chief! Chief! Two ladies gone. That means I won't be able to reach him until he gets back to his house. The chief is... I don't understand it. First he was here... And then he was gone, and now he's back. Where could he have gone to?
Hit on the ledge outside the window.
Outside the window, of course. No wonder I couldn't find you. But why?
I heard noises, voices. I was afraid they were coming back to finish me off.
I've got a feeling nobody can finish you off.
They're coming back for me.
They? Who are they?
Chaos.
Chaos? You mean Chaos is going to poison the ambassador?
Yes, tonight at a masquerade party at the embassy. I was on my way there when they got me.
How are they going to poison him?
A toast at midnight. Poison punch.
Poison punch at the embassy. What embassy? What embassy?
Moravian embassy.
Moravian embassy.
Quick, get me a doctor.
Don't worry about a thing. You just stay here and rest and take it easy. There's a doctor downstairs. I'll get her. Take it easy and rest, and don't get yourself excited. Just lie right there, and I'll get the doctor. Now, just lie still and don't move. And avoid starchy foods. Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't have any time. Besides, I have all the brushes I need.
Oh, No. I'm Dr. Andrew Fish. May I see Mrs. Dawson?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Doctor, but Mrs. Dawson lives in the apartment down at the end of the hall.
Oh, thank you so much. Terribly sorry I disturbed you.
Oh, you didn't disturb me, Doctor. You see, I was just on my way out to find a doctor.
Oh.
Doctor, I think you better step inside.
Yeah, but Mrs. Dawson has broken her ankle. I understand she's in great pain. You see, the poor woman tripped over her cat. I really think I should go.
Doctor, a man has been stabbed.
Where?
In my bedroom.
Lead the way, sir. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I'm too late. He's dead. That'll be $12, please.
$12?
Well, that's standard for a house call.
I should have brought him down to your office.
Now, if you'll just give me the necessary details, I'll prepare the death certificate and notify the police.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't do that, Doctor.
But I'm required to by law.
Doctor, do you know who I am?
No.
My card.
Arnold Kipnis, furrier to the stars. You're a furrier?
No, Doctor. If you'll just hold this card up to the light, you'll see my true identity. Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86.
Oh. Is this a security matter?
That's right, Doctor.
I want you to forget everything you've seen or heard here tonight. Wipe it completely from your memory. Now remember, Doctor, I want you to wipe everything from your memory.
Wipe everything from my memory. Even my $12?
Especially your $12. Thank you, Doctor. Good night.
Good night.
I've got to contact the chief immediately. Hello, Chief. Max. Listen, Chief, you know that dead cowboy I told you about? Yeah, well, he's dead again. That's not nice, Chief. Well, I have proof this time. You see, I brought in a doctor, and the doctor examined him and pronounced him dead. What doctor? Dr. Fish. Well, if you don't believe me, Chief, I'll get the doctor, and he can tell you himself. Hold on. Oh, Mrs. Dawson, I'm terribly sorry to disturb you.
Do you know what time it is, Mr. Smart?
Yes, but I knew you'd still be up with your ankle.
I'm rarely up without it.
Well, I hope you didn't have to walk all the way to the door.
No, I took a bus from the living room.
Mrs. Dawson, it's very important that I speak with Dr. Fish.
Dr. who?
Fish.
Well, Dr. Fish is out with Lawyer Bird and Farmer Fox.
Mrs. Dawson, what about your ankle?
What about it?
Oh, well, it's quite lovely. I'd love to stay and talk about it, but I have somebody on the phone. Why don't you try and get some sleep, Mrs. Dawson? Hello, Chief. Dr. Fish was gone. But the body is still, you better stand by, Chief, and switch to phone XVB. Hello, Chief. Max, listen, just forget the whole thing. Just pretend you're dreaming I'm talking to you. Because I'm dreaming that you're dreaming that I'm talking to you. It can't be a dream, not twice in a row. Be that I'm losing my mind? Well, there's only one way to find out. Hello, operator. This is an emergency. Get me the Morovian Embassy.
Hello? Morovian Embassy?
Yes, this is the Morovian Embassy.
Listen, this is very important. I've got to find out if there's a masquerade party for the ambassador tonight.
Yes, it's going on right now.
I have to speak to the ambassador.
I'm sorry, sir. Why don't you try tomorrow?
But you don't understand.
This is vital. It's a matter of life and death.
I'll come right over.
It won't do you any good, sir. This is a private party. Even if you were invited, you couldn't get in without a costume. I'm sorry.
To get into that embassy. The All Night Costume Company. The cowboy must have dropped this.
He took the bait.
Of course he did. No control agent can stand up to the logic and planning of Chaos. And when Smart gets on that witness stand tomorrow, the whole case against Chaos will be thrown out of court. Isn't that so, Dr. Fish?
Right. Even his chief thinks he's cracking up. And now he's falling into our trap at the embassy.
Yes. Well, I gotta change and get over there. It's almost midnight.
After tonight, the whole world will believe Maxwell Smart is a babbling lunatic.
Orphan Annie's, mister. I'm trying to explain to you that a fella came in here this morning, kind of weird-looking guy with dark glasses and a scar on his face, and he cleaned me out completely. Listen, I've got to have a costume. It's a matter of life and death. Now, don't you have anything, anything at all? Well, he did leave this one costume, but I don't think you want it. It's a return from the 4-H Club picnic. I'll take it. Where's the dressing room?
In there. But now listen, you...
Let us raise our glasses high to our honored host, the ambassador of Morovia.
Thank you, my friends. This is a proud and wonderful moment for me to be...
Don't drink that punch. It's poison.
I know that man.
That's Maxwell Smart. Mr. Ambassador, as soon as I found out about the masquerade party...
What masquerade party?
This masquerade party. That's why I had the foresight to take this chicken.
These are the worst costumes I've ever seen in my life. You and I are a cinch for first and second prizes.
Grab him. He's gone berserk.
Mr. Ambassador, this is a plot against your life. One sip from that punch means instant death.
That's ridiculous.
Would you believe two sips?
Very tasty. The man is obviously a lunatic. Now, kindly remove this mad chicken.
Well, I'm not a chicken. I'm a secret agent. Mr. Ambassador, they're trying to kill you. The dead cowboy told me. They killed him twice.
Gentlemen, this pre-trial hearing is an examination of evidence. Determine whether or not a true indictment shall be drawn up against certain alleged leaders of chaos, an international organization of evil.
Your Honor, I think we can end this hearing very quickly. The government's entire would-be case is based on the testimony of one man, Maxwell Smart. Now, we intend to show that Mr. Smart's testimony is inadmissible by virtue of the fact that he is incompetent, deranged, and not in full possession of his faculties.
Don't worry, Chief. They haven't got a case. The odds against them are 1,000 to 1.
My first witness will be the Morovian ambassador.
Make that 8 to 5.
He burst into the room dressed as a chicken, attacked me, knocked the drink from my hand, and mumbled something about poison.
Middle of the night, he bangs on my door with a wild look in them beady eyes of his. Screaming for a Dr. Fish. And tells me I've got a broken ankle.
When I drank the punch, he got furious. It's apparent that his actions can only be described as the ravings of a madman.
No, there was no dead cowboy, and there was no Dr. Fish. But you have to remember...
That's all, Chief.
But I'd like to point out...
Please step down. A man who sees imaginary cowboys, some living, some dead, whose own twisted mind manufactures plots to poison ambassadors, and who likes to dress up like a chicken. That's the government's star witness, and the reason why this pre-trial hearing is nothing more than an empty farce.
Your Honor, I beg the court's indulgence. I demand the right to cross-examine some of these witnesses whose testimony has made my future seem, well, shall we say, dim.
Let's say jet black.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I continue?
Well, it's most unusual procedure, Mr. Chicken. Mr. Smart. It's an intriguing case, so you have the court's permission.
Thank you, Your Honor. I plan to prove that I am in complete possession of my wits. And so, as my first witness, I should like to call to the stand my old friend and good neighbor, Mrs. Harriet Eulalie Dawson.
Now, Mrs. Dawson, exactly how long have we been neighbors?
Too long.
I wonder if you could be a little more specific.
6 years too long.
Now, Mrs. Dawson... I'd like you to think very carefully about the next question that I'm going to ask you. Take your time, think it over before you answer it. In all the years that we have known each other, has there been any time that I have ever given you cause or reason to suspect my sanity? Now, you are the chief of control, is that correct?
That is correct.
Would you kindly tell this court your complete and full name?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that. That's confidential information.
Very well, then tell the court your first name.
My identity is Class A Security.
Come on, Chief, tell us your first name.
Chief, it can't hurt to give just your first name.
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus? Sorry about that, Chief. Now, how many cases have I worked on for control?
I'd say more than 100.
And how would you evaluate my services as a Secret Service agent? Now, let me ask you this question. And, Chief, try and keep your answers brief. In all of those cases, was there any time when you wished that there was someone else on the case besides me? Now, let me see if I can think of a question that you can answer. What is my name?
Maxwell Hart.
Thank you, Thaddeus. You can step down. And now, Your Honor...
Mr. Smart, if you can show that this unusual line of questioning has any direct bearing on your case...
I'm getting to that, Your Honor. I have here, in my hand, Exhibit C, the chicken head mask that I wore on the night in question. And I would like to put this mask on and recreate the events of that evening.
Your Honor, I object. He's turning this hearing into a circus.
I know what I'm doing, Your Honor.
Mr. Smart, if you have something to say, remove that ridiculous chicken head so that I can see your face.
But, Your Honor, I'm sure that if I could... Of course, that's it. Your Honor, I should like to have the privilege of calling one last witness to the stand.
All right, Smart. One more witness.
And then did you or did you not rush across that crowded room and shout, "I know that man, it's Maxwell Smart"?
Yes, I did.
But how could you have possibly recognized me when my face was completely hidden by this chicken mask?
Well,
And what's more, what man would drink punch that was supposed to be poisoned? Only a man who knew there was no poison in the first place. A man whose whole scheme was to discredit me and my testimony in this courtroom. A man who tried to tamper with a federal witness. And if my calculations are correct, you are that man. A man who owes his allegiance to chaos. Well, Your Honor, my case is complete. This is your villain. This is your culprit. And this is his gun.
Lay back. Get over there, fellow. Keep your hands up.
You're fucking crazy. You'll never get through the guards at the door.
I have my own means of escape. Well, Mr. Smart, I must say that your logic was quite brilliant. However, I regret I can't stay here and help you celebrate your victory. I'm afraid I must take my leave of you now.
Don't be a fool. It's five stories straight down to a hard pavement.
I'm in a hurry.
Oh. Well, that is the quickest way down.
You really think I'm stupid enough to jump out of a window five stories high without having taken certain safety precautions? Below this window is a chaos truck full of mattresses. Well, gentlemen, farewell.
Oh. Oh.
Order, order, order!
Missed it by that much. Even have time to fix my breakfast. Oh, hi, Chief. Good to see you. What's up?
The trial date has been set, Max. We've really got chaos on the run this time, thanks to you.
Oh, no thanks necessary, Chief.
Oh, yes, they are. I'm afraid I lost faith in you for a little while there, but I must say those chaos boys did a remarkable job of making you look like you were cracking up.
I understand perfectly, Chief.
You know, Max, it's amazing how much you did seem to think you were a chicken.
You know, Chief, there were times when I really thought I was a chicken. Oh, excuse me, Chief. My tea is ready.
Yeah.